This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Magic have numbers if they go. Banchero now through the lane. He jams it down. B5 through five Raptors.
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
High screen from Franz. Now Kell spins into the lane. Long two. Off the rim. Franz can fly it in. Put back is good. Franz Wagner. It's your night, 22.
Now here's your host, Jake Chapman.
Welcome in. It's Magic Drive Time. We're presented by International Diamond Center. Jake Chapman, Dante Marcatelli here with you. Thursday, March 14th. Magic hit a dub last night over the Brooklyn Nets at Kia Center, 114-106. Snapped that two-game losing streak. You play seven scorers in double figures, led by Paolo Banchero, who just continues to amaze. He had five assists in the first quarter. He was very deliberate with his shot selection. 6 of 6 from the field, 21 points, 9 assists, 3 rebounds, all 5 starters in double figures. As I mentioned, he got 11 off the bench from Jonathan Isaac, who was 4 of 6 from the field, 3 of 5 from three-point range. Markel gave you 10 and 8 rebounds in his return. So a pretty well-rounded win as we welcome in Dante Marcatelli. It was 33-16 after the first quarter. You had that sort of slip-up that I think you felt like was coming at some point. Brooklyn puts 38 on the board in the second quarter. Then you come out in the second half, and you put 32 on the board in quarter number three. And it was a pretty comfortable win. It was a double-digit lead for most of the game, Dante. And again, I think we had a sense that we were going to see a locked-in, focused Magic team last night. I did, man. I saw a whole bunch of deflections. I saw Jalen Suggs return, obviously getting us going in the first quarter. Knocked down, what, 3 threes and had 11 points in the first quarter of that game. He finished with 14. The ball movement was very crisp all night. It looked like a team that took 2 days off, but one of those days was spent in the practice gym and watching film. It was a good scout. They seemed like they were locked in. Again, you had those moments where it felt like it was slipping away a little bit, but that's to be expected. Just a good, I guess, professional win last night over the Brooklyn Nets, Dante.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. I think that's well said, and I think that's what it was. And I think there was some urgency and some understanding that the last two games weren't what you wanted, right? You didn't play with the urgency that you needed. You were a little roughed up. You weren't ready for the physicality. You went through it. You learned from it. That, to me, that's the most important thing. And then you came out like a juggernaut there in those in that game last night. I thought the first quarter was absolutely exceptional. Brian Hill said in the postgame that he thought it was the best the starters had played the entire year, and he thought it was the best that Jalen Suggs and Gary Harris have played together defensively in their 3 years on this team in that first half. So that's saying a lot, and they certainly did. They set the tone, and they have made life absolute hell for Mikal Bridges the last two meetings, right? I mean, they've made it so hard on him, and that's a guy that that had our number, right? 31.5 points per game in the first two meetings, and then you held him to 4, which was a season low, and then you hold him to, what did he end up with, I think, 17 last night. So he did a great job on him last night as well. He didn't get him to the free throw line. And now you're kind of in his head a little bit, which was huge. So all the things that you needed to do, you had a little bit of a lapse there at the end of the first half. And again, that's becoming a bit of a problem, not closing out quarters. But you did what you needed to in the third quarter. You forced 7 turnovers. And yes, having Jalen Suggs back was huge. He hits a big 3 late. He got you started with those 3 threes in the first quarter. And the first quarter, I thought Jonathan Isaac, 3 big threes. He was coming out looking for his offense, which you don't see a ton from J.I., which was great. 2 monster blocks. It's just amazing. You're 24-8 when he blocks a shot. 24-8. Just got to block one shot, and you're going to get a win more often than not. You're now 31-1. So 31 of your 38 wins have come when you've had the lead going into the fourth quarter. It doesn't matter if it's 1 point or whatever. So just a very professional approach. I think you're exactly right. That's the way to sum it up. And now you got to continue. If you've been very professional, and now you've got to keep that approach going into Toronto. And really, the next 3 games, all opponents under 500. So you've got to have that mentality these next 3.
We're 22-7 when we score first, Dante. Can I read into that at all?
That's amazing. Where'd you find that?
I love the whole stat. That's in the notes. You can thank Joel and George, their communications staff, for that one.
You just got to jump on the board first. And what is our record on Sundays? Because that's equally as valuable.
I don't have it in front of me, but I guarantee you I have worked it into the broadcast at some point. I love
you know what scares me? You know what scares me? And we've seen this on Twitter. It was out there on Twitter, and you're aware of it as well. Magic are 1-9 on starts on the half hour, right? So we get that tomorrow in Toronto. It's a 7:30 start. Can we please get our second win and get rid of that nonsense?
Now, we spent all week talking about the motivator and the communicator that Coach Mosley is. Does he relay that information to his troops before the game?
No, I don't.
Or next to Toronto? No, probably not. That's probably more for you and I to talk about. Let's talk a bit about Gary because and Jalen because, you know, I'm up there calling the games on the perch. And you get the eyeball test, you have your suspicions about what's going on, and then when you hear somebody like Brian Hill confirm it, which I usually get secondhand from you the next day, then you feel like you're on the right track. Dude, Dennis Schroeder heading into the game last night against us in his career, he's like a career 34% three-point shooter, 40% against us. And it doesn't matter if he's in Toronto or Los Angeles or Brooklyn.
Correct.
That guy just kills us. And I don't know if it's because of the Wagner brothers and the German national team tie.
Right.
He always gets up for us. And that's the worst I've seen him play. He was a minus 20 when he was on the floor last night. 3 of 8, just a non-factor, 3 assists. And then Mikal Bridges as well. He was scoreless at halftime. The all 17 of his points came in the second half. And, you know, 6 of 7 at the free throw line. The defending without fouling, figuring out how to thread that needle. As far as the physicality goes, it's going to be important coming down the stretch here because we defend so hard and we put so much into that area and we're so young still that I think it can be tricky, especially if we're missing free throws at the other end, which is going to be an issue. I think we got to figure out kind of night in and night out. Jalen talked about it yesterday. Sort of feeling your way. How physical can I be tonight? And so that's something that I think was a bit of an issue. Certainly, you know, that game did not have much rhythm, did it, Dante? I mean, it was a free throw shooting contest for large portions. I think there were 6 technical fouls handed out last night. It was one of those kind of, okay, we're getting into the middle of March. Everybody's a little touchy type games. But, boy, you know, now 7-0 with this starting lineup with Gary and Jalen in there. And, you know, Cam Thomas, that guy is, he's incredible. He is so good offensively. Did a great job on him as well. He finished with 21 on night of 19. So they're 1, 2, and 3. And Franz was drawing that assignment much of the night. But obviously, you know, a lot of times you're switching screens. Everybody's getting a crack at everybody. But I just thought we did such a phenomenal job. And it starts with Jalen and Gary in that backcourt chasing guys through screens. They run that dribble handoff stuff over and over and over again. And I thought we were on top of it all night.
Well, Gary busting through screens and getting over the top of them. And the word you like to use is handsy. I mean, he was active hands. He was out there. He got deflections. And that's what it takes. We always see that from Jalen. But Gary, that was the most active I've seen him on the defensive end in quite some time. And there's no reason he shouldn't be. He's here to defend, and he's here to hit wide-open spot-up threes with his feet set. Right? Those are the two things we need from Gary. He's missed enough games this year. Should have fresh legs going into the playoffs and here down the stretch. And that's kind of why you have this model. That's kind of why you don't play him on the second night of back-to-backs. That's why, you know, if there's anything going on, you kind of give him the day off, is so you can have him for this stretch run here down, you know, these last 16 games and into the playoffs. He's coming in here with him and Joe Ingles with the most experience on this roster. This is the fourth youngest team in the NBA, and you have to take advantage of the veterans that you have. They have to play a part in this thing going into the playoffs, and they have to help set the tone. And I thought Gary did all of that last night. It was a terrific job setting that tone defensively and again, making life so hard on Mikal Bridges, Dennis Schroeder, Cam Thomas. Cam Thomas was averaging 30 a game. His last two coming into that one last night, he held him to 21. 15 of those were in the first half. So just an unbelievable job. And I was dead wrong about Cole Anthony. I thought he'd come out and have a big 20-point game going against Cam Thomas. It looked like it when he got on the floor. He went right at him. It was fun watching those two go back and forth, and he had maybe the block of the night. Cole Anthony on Cam Thomas, which was a lot of fun to watch. But Cole's ramping up. He's going to be there. And Jake, I just continued to look at, okay, so can we have Gary Harris down the stretch? Can we have Joe Ingles, right, who's now kind of starting to ramp it up here? Those veterans know when you got to pour it on. And it'll probably be, you know, the last 5 to 8 games of the season, right? Really, really ramp it up. And you're going to see those two guys kind of get to another gear. And I think you're going to see the same thing with Jonathan Isaac. He's been to the postseason. He had a chance to do it twice, right, with the Actually, just one time. He did it with the Toronto Raptors, and he was not available for that series against the Milwaukee Bucks. But you see a guy that's going to be, he has playoff games under his belt. Markelle Fultz has playoff games under his belt. So I think you're going to see those guys kind of ramp it up. But, you know, 20 minutes for Isaac last night. I think, can we get that thing to 25-ish by the end of the season where you can count on Jonathan Isaac for 25 minutes a game in the playoffs? And Jake, as we all know, these games are every other day at the most. Sometimes it's every 3 days here in the playoffs, which to me is phenomenal. Perfectly suits this Magic team.
It's a good point. It's something we haven't talked about is, you know, when you hit the postseason and it's looking like a reality increasingly, you do. There's no back-to-backs. There's no three in four. And so a guy like J.I., you mentioned Joe and Gary, you feel like at the very least you're going to be able to have a plan for how to deploy those guys at that point. And I think we saw last night Coach Mosley, you know, you mentioned J.I. and his minutes starting to creep up. I think you saw last night Coach Mosley doing some tinkering with the rotations, right? You had J.I. playing center at times, kind of a small ball lineup, and we've been doing that all season. We've seen all kinds of different variations, and obviously you look down the roster and you have guys that you feel comfortable with. So when you have 13, 14 guys who have played and started games for you over the course of the season, you've got a whole bunch of different combinations to look at. But I think we have a sense now of what the top 10 looks like. And now, you know, the idea of a small ball lineup or a giant ball lineup and the way you match up with different teams, that's postseason basketball. That's what it's all about. And so
yes,
finding those different combinations and saying, okay, this might work against these guys. Okay, these guys are a little bit smaller. These guys have are a good rebounding team, so we want to go big against them, et cetera, et cetera. It's never too early, in my opinion, to start preparing for that. And I think Coach Mosley and his staff pretty clearly are. J.I., you mentioned he played 20 minutes last night. If you go back and look at his game log, it's 17 minutes per game so far here in the month of March. That's just a slight creep up from February, which is a slight creep up from January. 15 minutes, 16 and a half minutes, 17 minutes. You're seeing those creep up consistently. And then the idea of having him on the floor, obviously, night in and night out, it's something that remains to be seen. We do have two sets of back-to-backs remaining, but not only is he out there, but he's making a difference offensively, D. I mean, he doesn't take a ton of threes, but what, five games in March, and he's shooting 66.7% from three-point range. You know, 9 points, five rebounds in his 17 minutes, and if you extrapolate that out, starter's minutes, and that's going to show you a double-double type of player. And then we haven't even talked about the block shots and the steals and all of everything he does defensively. So what a feather in the cap to be able to throw J.I. out there for what he does on one end. And then kind of like Jalen, you're starting to feel a lot more comfortable with what he does on the other end. Be absolutely a difference maker coming down the stretch here. Let's take a look at the standings. The Magic still in the 5 seed, a half game behind New York in the 4 seed, 4 games now behind Cleveland and Milwaukee, who are tied record-wise for the second and third seed in the Eastern Conference. Both are 42-24. Cleveland actually has the tiebreaker. So as of right now, the Cavs are the 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. We're a game and a half clear of both Philadelphia and Indiana, Dante. And right now, Indiana would be in the play-in scenario. You know, yes, at this point, I'm just locked in on that. The top 6 is my
correct
goal for
correct
us. And I think it's going to make such a massive difference not to even have to mess with the play-in scenario, to be sitting watching those games. It's something at the beginning of the year didn't feel like a reality, but I'm greedy now. I think at all costs, you got to steer clear of the 7 seed.
Well, and for this young group to not have to play an extra game or possibly
yes
two, depending on where you finish, I don't foresee any scenario where you could drop to 9 or 10, right? Just the way they're playing too hard, and now anything's possible. And you know,
6
God
games
forbid,
you're 6 clear of Chicago in the 9
you're 6
right
you're 6 clear in that
left.
Six, with 16 to go, right? So it'd be hard to it would be hard to fall, anything's possible, but it'd be hard to fall that far. So yeah, you're right, you're trying to steer clear of 7 or 8. Now if you're going to be in the play-in, you want to be 7, because both of those games are going to be at home regardless, right? 7 plays 8, 9 plays 10, and then the winner of 7-8 plays the winner of 7-9 or 9-10 to move on. So you want to at least be 7 if you fall to that, so you want to try to avoid 8. That's why last night, that win by the Nuggets in Miami was huge. The Heat have lost 4 in a row. You're now 2.5 clear of the Miami Heat. You're a game and a half up on the Indiana Pacers. I texted Nick Vucevic last night and thanked him for the job that the Bulls done. They have not quit. To me, that's one of the most remarkable stories in the NBA is the fact that when we were there in the middle of November, it looked like all hope was lost. Zach LaVine wanted out. They looked abysmal, dead in the water, lifeless. No chance for that Chicago Bulls team to make anything of their season. But they didn't account for DeMar DeRozan, Nick Vucevic, consummate professionals. Then you give Kobe White a chance. You put him in there instead of Zach LaVine. You get guys that want to be there and want to play. And look, at who wants to play them? If they end up holding on to 9 or if they can somehow catch Miami, which would be unbelievable, and get up to 8, that'd be incredible. That would be an unbelievable feather in the cap of Billy Donovan and that entire Chicago Bulls operation. But, you know, whereas we get upset, you know, at the Dallas Mavericks at times for the games that they've blown, I think, listen, we got to give credit to Chicago. That was a big win for the Magic, the fact that DeMar DeRozan had an unbelievable finish to that game and that they came back and beat the Indiana Pacers on their home floor in overtime. You know, and Chicago still wants to catch Indy here in the play-in scenario, and Indy wants to catch the Magic. So that was a big win. So we give a lot of credit to them. We give a lot of thanks to the Denver Nuggets for beating the Miami Heat last night, and the Magic get some help. So, yes, that was huge. And I thought it was cool, Jake. You know, we're all watching the standings. We're watching every game every night. And you wonder if the Magic are doing that. But, you know, they don't look past their opponent. Their only concentration is on Toronto tomorrow. But Wendell told us last night, yeah, when we're not playing, I'm watching every game. I'm watching everything. He goes, because this is new to me. I've never been in this situation before, and we want to see where we go. Yeah, we want to handle our business, but we're watching and trying to cheer for every team that could give us some help along the way. This is fun. Been a long time since we've been in this situation. It's fun right now.
You've been doing this a long time. Players are all over the board with those answers, aren't there? A lot of times guys will be like, I don't pay any attention whatsoever. Some guy, Giannis is proud of the fact he doesn't watch film on anybody. He's like, I just go into the game clear and fresh, and I have no idea what their tendencies are. I'm just that talented. So players like to be locked in. Some players like to have it sort of boiled down and focused on the next game at hand, and then you let everything kind of fall with it where they may. DeRozan last night, what did DeMar DeRozan line though? 46 points, 15 of 24 from the field. He was 1 of 6 from three-point range. How do you get 46 in today's NBA by going 1 of 6 from three-point range? You shoot 17 free throws and you make...
Yeah, that's how you do it. That's how you do it. And he hit, and the only three he hit was a huge one in overtime with about 2 minutes left. Go figure, right? But that, you know, for those that don't know, they got to go look at that. I mean, the Bulls were down by 3 with 5 seconds left. They play the foul game, right? So Rick Carlisle, in his infinite wisdom, chooses to foul DeMar DeRozan, and 99 times out of 100, that's going to work. He hits the first free throw. He misses the second one on purpose, but Indiana knocks it out of bounds. So now 2 seconds left, a two-point game, inbounds to DeMar DeRozan. He hits a 19-footer as he's falling down, and then they go to overtime and win. Just an unbelievable. Those are the kind of things that can crush you if you're Indiana. It can save your season if you're Chicago. And if you're the Magic, it can be the difference between 6 and 7 in the East. That's how valuable all of these games are down the stretch.
Yep. And you're right. Like, it's, you're going to look back on it and say, oh, man, should we have fouled or not in that instance?
Right.
It is. The margin of error in this league is that slim. And I do think Billy Donovan, you know, you got to give him a lot of credit. Kobe White, I think, is probably my most improved player of the year. It's an interesting an interesting story. And I do think it's not even a knock on Zach LaVine. It shows you that sometimes rosters aren't built properly. There's only one basketball. And if you've got Nick Vucevic and Kobe White and DeMar DeRozan, you don't need Zach LaVine, in my opinion. I think they're better off with Caruso and DeSumo in there in the starting lineup and adding a little bit more defense out there with guys like Vuce and DeRozan. Okay, that was about a 19-minute segment, so let's duck in a break here. Hey, don't miss out on all the amazing features available in the Orlando Magic app presented by Total by Verizon. Join the monthly giveaways. Stay in the loop with our top stories and exclusive content. Stay up to date with personalized updates on your favorite players and all the Magic news that truly matters to you. Don't wait any longer. Download the Orlando Magic app today. Real quick, segment 2 when we come back right here. Magic Drive Time, 96.9 to get.
Orlando Magic fans, season tickets are now on sale. Now is the perfect time for fans to score the best seats for the 2024-2025 season with your Orlando Magic season tickets. Your seats and games are guaranteed from the moment you purchase your plan. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the Magic all season long. Beat the buzzer and learn more at OrlandoMagic.com/season tickets.
How do you measure the human spirit? In points? Distance? Maybe decibels? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Advent Health, official champion of the human spirit.
No matter where you are for tip-off,
you're going to see a lot of this play.
The game is on.
Just outstanding.
Good for three.
Stream the magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Oh, my goodness.
Be here for the excitement.
Off the charts.
The thrills.
Slams it in.
The rivalries.
Put that on your highlight reel,
young fella.
Be here for the moments that shape our season. Stream the magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Great game, guys. Now listen up.
In business, to have a winning streak, you need a dependable partner by your side. A lasting relationship where business needs meet personal solutions and expectations are always exceeded. When it comes to agility and performance, City National Bank, the official bank of the Orlando Magic, has the playbook to help you take your best shot. Visit citynational.com for more information. City National Bank is member FDIC.
Great dishes begin with top-quality ingredients. Goya offers a wide variety of products from rice, beans, masarepa, and seasonings to olives and olive oil, even low-sodium and organic items, to stock your pantry with a solid lineup of go-to ingredients. With Goya on your team, your signature dishes are always a slam dunk. For inspiration and recipes, visit Goya.com. And remember, if it's Goya, it has to be good. Goya is a proud partner of the Orlando Magic.
The ruggedly capable all-wheel drive Kia Telluride X-Pro is truly at the top of its game. It kind of reminds us of legendary four-time NBA champ Draymond Green.
Hold on. What?
Powerful performance in tough conditions.
Yep, that's Dre.
Totally dominates the lane.
Money Green coming through.
Intuitive. Intelligent.
IQ on a trillion.
Bold and rugged.
Oh, yeah, bold and rugged. That part.
And has a combined 24.6 inches of dual panoramic displays and third row seating.
A panel what? Probably. I wouldn't put it past them.
The Kia Telluride X-Pro.
Telluride X-Pro. I like that.
Here's to legends in the making. Kia is the official automotive partner of the NBA and WNBA.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver errors and our driving conditions. Always drive safely and obey all traffic laws.
It's more fun to see the Orlando Magic hit the court live. And when you need tickets, Ticketmaster's got you covered with a wide selection of seats available for every game at a variety of prices. As the official marketplace of the Orlando Magic and the NBA, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat, whether you're making plans in advance or heading to the game last minute. With their virtual view from seat feature, you'll get a preview of your section to make sure you have the best view to catch more of those dimes and dunks. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Orlando Magic.
This is Gary Harris of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to Magic Drive Time with Dante and Jake, only on 96.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Magic Drive Time. Jake Chapman, Dante Marcatelli here with you. We're presented by International Diamond Center. Magic get the dub last night against the Brooklyn Nets. Now a home at home this weekend. It'll be Toronto tomorrow. And let's get you our Magic look ahead. It's powered by Ticketmaster. The Magic taking on the Raptors in Toronto tomorrow night. It's going to be a 7:30 tip. And then back home to see the Raptors on Sunday, St. Paddy's Day at Kia Center. And that'll be a 6 o'clock tip. And that's going to be the first of an 8-game homestand. We'll see Charlotte on Tuesday the 19th. And then the New Orleans Pelicans come on Thursday, March 21st. That game's going to be on NBA TV. Should be a good one, with Zion and the Pels in the house. The Magic won last night, so you win too. Head to PapaJohns.com today. Get 50% off your regular price online order when you enter the promo code MAGICWIN the day after any Magic win. That's going to do it. A very short second segment. We went very long in segment number one. Magic get the win last night against Brooklyn. It's on to Toronto tomorrow night. We're going to have it for you right here on 96.9 The Game. We'll have the pregame show at 7 o'clock, and we'll have Magic Drive Time at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow, right here, 96.9 The Game. Have a great night, everybody.